Chapter 70. Broke silence. Arthur, apostrophe said he, using that familiar address for the first time in their communication. Do you remember my telling you, as we walked up and down one hot morning, looking over the harbor at Marseille, that Pet's baby sister who was dead seemed to mother and me to have grown as she had grown, and changed as she had changed? Very well. You remember my saying that our thoughts had never been able to separate those twin sisters, and that, in our fancy, whatever Pet was, the other was? Yes, very well. Arthur, said Mr. Meagles, much subdued, I carry that fancy further tonight. I feel tonight, my dear fellow, as if you had loved my dead child very tenderly, and had lost her, when she was like what Pet is now. Thank you. Murmured Clennam, thank you. And pressed his hand. Will you come in? Said Mr. Meagles, presently. In a little while. Mr. Meagles fell away, and he was left alone. When he had walked on the river's brink in the peaceful moonlight for some half an hour, he put his hand in his breast, and tenderly took out the handful of roses. Perhaps he put them to his heart, perhaps he put them to his lips, but certainly he bent down on the shore, and gently launched them on the flowing river. Pale and unreal in the moonlight, the river floated them away. The lights were bright within doors when he entered, and the faces on which they shone, his own face not excepted, were soon quietly cheerful. They talked of many subjects his partner never had at such a ready store, to draw upon for the beguiling of the time, and so to bed, and to sleep. While the flowers, pale and unreal in the moonlight, floated away upon the river, and thus do greater things, that once were in our breasts, and near our hearts, flow from us to the eternal seas. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.